This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What CEOs get wrong about AGM speeches. The room you're not in still judges you. What happened? Mindstow AB, a Swedish marine energy company, recorded CEO Dr. Martin Edlund's address to shareholders at the company's 2026 annual general meeting in Gothenburg. The speech was posted publicly to Mindstow's YouTube channel, extending its reach far beyond the meeting room. The company's chief communications officer, Cecilia Cernhage, handled the public announcement. The communication angle. Picture this. Dr. Martin Edlund steps up to a podium in Gothenburg. He's speaking to a room of shareholders. But the moment that speech gets posted to YouTube, the audience multiplies by an unknowable factor. Analysts in London, journalists in Stockholm, potential investors in Singapore, every single one of them watching on their own schedule, with the ability to pause, rewind, and scrutinise every word he says. That is the trap most executives never see coming. They prepare for the room. They forget about the recording. An AGM speech is one of the most high-stakes communication formats in business. You are simultaneously managing four different audiences at once: the shareholders physically present, the retail investors who will watch the replay, the financial press looking for a headline, and the employees who will hear what their CEO said about the company's future. Each group wants something different. The shareholders want confidence. The press wants a quote. The employees want honesty. Getting all four right in a single speech is genuinely hard. The smart move, which Mindstow appears to have made by releasing the recording proactively, is to stop pretending the AGM is a closed conversation. It never was. Publishing the speech yourself, on your own channel, is an act of narrative control. You choose the framing. You set the context. You beat any edited clip someone else might pull out and post without that context. This is not transparency for its own sake. It is strategy dressed as openness. Here is what most executives get wrong in these moments. They write their AGM speech like a legal document and deliver it like a bedtime story. Safe language, passive construction, no stakes. The audience checks out before the CEO reaches slide 3. Edlund may or may not have avoided this trap, but the structure Mindstow built around the speech professional recording, public release, direct investor contact listed signals a communications team that understands the mechanics of credibility. The speech does not stand alone. It lives inside a system designed to amplify trust. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on speaking to layered audiences gives you a framework for identifying every stakeholder listening to a single message and structuring your words so each group hears what they need, without you ever having to repeat yourself or send separate communications. The takeaway. Before your next formal address, whether to a board, a staff meeting, or a client, write down the three audiences who will hear or read what you say, not just the people in the room. Then write one sentence for each group that answers what they are most worried about. Build at least one moment in your speech that speaks directly to each of those fears. You will immediately sound more prepared than 90% of executives who step behind a podium. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.